You're listening to WISO News on NPR One and at WYSO.org. I'm Jerry Kenney. Thanks for joining us. There is an effort underway in the village of Yellow Springs to make it a dementia-friendly community. The Yellow Springs Senior Center, the Greene County Council on Aging, the Alzheimer's Association, and other groups are working together on the project. And to tell us what it means to be a dementia-friendly community, we spoke with Toni Dosick. She is the project director for Dementia-Friendly Yellow Springs. Toni, thanks for joining us this morning. Let's talk about this notion of a dementia-friendly community.
Yes, thank you. I'm really glad to be here. It really started with Karen Wolford, who's the director of the Yellow Springs Senior Center. And from time to time, they would get calls from businesses or people in the community or a retail store and say that somebody had come into the store, into the bank, and seemed confused and couldn't remember why they were there. And somebody would call the senior center. They would go down and talk to them. And that happened numerous times. And simultaneously, Karen heard about a large organization called Dementia Friendly America that's working across the entire United States to help communities, small villages, large cities, to become more friendly and more accessible to people who have dementia and cognitive difficulties. She quickly realized that this was an opportunity for Yellow Springs. She saw the need from the senior center's experience. And the population of Yellow Springs has been aging steadily. And by 2020, 45% of people living in Yellow Springs are going to be over the age of 65. It's a trend that's been going on for 20 years. So not that dementia or Alzheimer's disease, it's actually decreasing overall, but because we will have a high concentration of people over 65, it's actually probably going to increase here in Yellow Springs. So she came up with a proposal, sent some applications, got funding from the Del Mar Social Fund, from the Dayton Foundation and the Yellow Springs Community Foundation. And basically the program it's 18 months, that clock has started. It's really about training people in the community, first responders, owners of businesses, people in the faith community, people who are involved in retail, wherever people encounter members of the community, to train them on how to be responsive to somebody when they walk into their bank and they can't remember why they're there. It's not a complicated training. We're very lucky that we have really great partners with the Greene County Council on Aging and the Alzheimer Association. So we have professionals who do this training. I'm the project director. I work with Kate LeVacant, who's the coordinator of the project. Neither one of us have particular experience in dementia, but we've got these wonderful partners who are professionals in the field. So the first event is coming right up, September 15th at 8:30 in the morning, breakfast, a healthy breakfast provided by Friends Care, and it'll be at the Senior Center. And it's basically the kickoff, just in the morning, so that we hope business people and store owners and people will be able to attend before they start their day. And we'll talk a little bit about what's planned. The training will start probably in the new year. We're very flexible. The training could start any time for any sector that wants it. And it'll give us an opportunity to talk to people about what's coming up, recruit some additional people to our advisory committee so that we're more aware and cognizant of the needs of the people who are either caregivers of family or friends with dementia or themselves have some form of dementia. We want to be very responsive to that community, and so we're forming an advisory committee to help us do that.
WISO has recently been involved with a disabilities project, and one thing that was mentioned to us is by making first responders aware of what takes place with people with mental disabilities, especially in light of today's opioid and drug use, that early communication and awareness for first responders is increasingly important.
Yes. In fact, when we met with Colin Altman about a week and a half ago, and he was very enthusiastic about this, as has the police chief. I think, you know, especially in a small community like Yellow Springs, thankfully, where we don't have much major crime, many of the calls that they get are for people who are anxious or having some kind of concerns, whether it's a mental illness or their cognitive function is impaired and they're scared or they're anxious about something. And they were they're very interested in this training because they know that it's going to help their staff respond appropriately. It's going to help things from getting more escalated than they might otherwise. People with dementia get anxious and frustrated when they can't be understood, and sometimes that gets things a little bit more excited than they need to be. So, again, doing this training helps people to be comfortable both with dementia and people working or encountering somebody with dementia to not find it scary or not find it strange. And Yellow Springs is famous for being a very welcoming community. We're known, I think, a little bit for our eccentricity. So I think this is a project that I think fits right into the ethos of this community and something that would be, I think, very welcomed.
And on the path to increasing awareness about this, you also have, there's a conference that takes place in October. Let's talk a little bit about the workshops that will be offered there.
That is a conference that the Yellow Springs Senior Center runs every year. This is their second one, and I assume they'll have more going on. And the conference is a full day. Its focus is for both information and workshops for professionals in the field as well as lay people. So we have the keynote speaker is Larry Lorhorn, who is a professor at Wright State, the Bunshoff Medical School. We have presentations for professionals about understanding some of the newer research in dementia. We have presentations about working with people who have dementia. And so it's sort of has these two tracks for both professionals in the field, and because of that, they're able to get continuing education credits. And for lay people who want to know more about dementia, Alzheimer's disease, and in general. And that, it's October 12th, and it's at Antioch University Midwest, right outside of the village across the street from the high school. And that needs registration. People are interested. It's quite easy to register, or they could email me, or they could email Kate, either one of us, and we can help them register.
And how many people are involved in this project? In your role as project director, how many people are you working with?
Basically myself and Kate. And then we have these wonderful partners with the expertise. Karen Puderball, particularly from Greene County Council on Aging, she has been very, very instrumental in helping to set up the conference, getting the speakers, organizing the workshops. So that's been really great. Again, the Wright State University Medical School has been wonderful. One of the first people we met with was the chair of the geriatrics department there, Daniel Swaggerty, and he was very enthusiastic, as has everyone. One of the things that was interesting is, again, in the early stages, Kate and I went up to Findlay, Ohio, which is the other community in Ohio that developed a dementia-friendly program. And that was really enlightening to see how something actually took place and what a long-standing impact it had on the community. The program officially ended in 2013, but they're still doing outreach. They're still receiving referrals. People are still inquiring about help. So it had a big impact and a long-lasting impact, and that's something that we hope will happen here too.
Dementia-friendly Yellow Springs. We're speaking with Tony Dosick, who is the project director. And again, that's the kickoff breakfast on Friday, September 15th at the Yellow Springs Senior Center, and the conference that takes place at Antioch University Midwest in October. October 12th is that date. Where can folks find out more information about both of these?
Well, they can find out more about the September 15th by emailing me is the best way, or go on the Senior Center website, the Yellow Springs Senior Center website, and they can find out also about the conference in October on the Yellow Springs Senior Center website.
Tony Dosick, who is project director for Dementia Friendly Yellow Springs. We'll have links to those email addresses up on our website. And thanks for your time today.
Thank you. Thank you. I enjoyed it. Thanks.
Find more news from WISO online at wiso.org and NPR One. I'm Jerry Kenney. Thanks for joining us.